This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Dryad.
This is Uncomfortable.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Gary, I hope you're ready to fuck.
Yes. I don't like this. Is a real queasy entry on all accounts.
Yeah. So we're coming into a patch here as we're describing elemental humanoids, many of which have just been created in kind of like a Star Trek original series kind of way, just to fuck in different ways.
Yeah.
And be real dangerous about it.
Yeah, it's so Gary Gygax and his friends can fantasize about fucking a woodland creature that understands them in a way that human females do not.
Right. So the dryad is a kind of punk looking wood nymph.
Yeah, yeah. She looks like Bobby Sox. Like she looks like a new wave. Like she's pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
And
the
good illustrations on most of the stretch. we're in a Tony Terrell-y like rich section here for after a brief bump.
Yes.
You know, and these they're fine. They're like tree spirits. Not that, like, we're gonna get to nymphs, and it's gonna get grosser.
So this is just a preview. They're
this tree, is foreplay.
They're tree spirits that resemble beautiful women.
Yeah.
And a cool detail. Their coloration kind of changes depending on the time of year. So you know they're in autumn in the autumn. You know.
Mm-hmm. My favorite detail about it is that they don't value things like sports or, you know, cars.
Yeah.
And instead value intelligence, you know, kind of charisma that comes from your personality rather than your looks.
Right, right. They understand that time alone, you know, hardens you and makes you more willing to please others, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like that's my favorite thing about them. It's gross that this was made for Gary Gygax to masturbate you. It's also gross that they take male slaves by using their charm. Like, I don't know what age I realized that, using magic powers to coerce somebody into sex was rape was,
yeah.
But like, it's such a fantasy trope. Like it's such a thing.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, just look at, what's his name? Pierce Anthony.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Where it just happened. It's like literally every other book.
Yeah.
You know, and then half of every book.
Yeah.
Like it is just a constant, it's a series about that.
Yeah. And this would only be even more wish fulfillment if their criteria wasn't charisma, but instead intelligence. Like
that would be,
it's only people with charisma of 16 or more that are firmly in her crosshairs.
Yeah.
I was about to say something gross. Yeah.
She's a size queen.
By that, the size of your personality. You
exactly.
Know?
What do you think I meant? Back in the day when internet bandwidth was more valuable than it is, and I would look at pornography as you do when you want to occupy your mind while you manually stimulate your dinger until you have the male orgasm.
Yeah, I thank you for being so technical. This is actually fulfilling community service.
Yeah, no, I want to make sure that we aim to educate. Back when I was scared, you know, not scared, I didn't want to download that much because it would take forever.
Right.
And places to be. I would read a lot of text porn, and they would categorize these. One of my favorite things with current porn now is like tags.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're so, you know, esoteric and weird. It's like IMDb tags.
Mm-hmm.
They would categorize text porn, and I'm not making this up. One of the categories was amulet/ mind control.
So I wonder if the sources that I was going to were either different or if they were if they had separated the amulet, because the way that makes it sound is if you're controlling their amulet, they're controlling their mind.
It does sound like that. Like just amulet control is pretty cool too.
Yep.
Choke somebody out, but the it was just mind control that was done with amulets.
Okay.
Like mesmerizing, so, like hypnotizing people.
So this was like a subset.
Yeah, if you wanted to watch porn about like 1910s magicians taking pocket watches, yeah, like waving them back and forth until you got, you know, those panties hit the floor, like that's what you'd read. And I did.
Because it was there. Because again, you were in a hurry and your destination was having recently came. That's where you needed to get to.
Exactly. I needed to feel, you know, not ashamed.
Yeah, because whatever.
Yeah. I guess like temporarily not horny. That was the height I was going for. So
you needed to take your medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
take the edge off.
these dryads can't get any more than 360 yards from their tree.
Mm-hmm.
Doing anything to that tree will cause her to go into a frenzy. However, you can control the dryad if you just hold the tree hostage.
Yes, the way that one holds a tree hostage.
Yep.
That's like Greenpeace.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.